Welcome back to the Garden with Joy and Holly radio show. Happy that you allow us to be part of your day. Well, drought is a word that many gardeners do not like to hear, or many farmers for that matter, and Tree Diaper is trying to help and help us out with this.
Right. The drought situation is getting worse in the U.S., and to help gardeners, they are offering a 20% off on the garden mats. And so the Tree Diaper, for regions already that are in drought, there may be no rain to catch or not enough. So you would want to use a hose to let the or soak the tree mat in the water for at least 5 hours, the Tree Diaper, before installation, and then check the soil moisture once a week. And it comes with a free soil moisture meter with purchase of $50 or more. And then in the trial in Central Virginia, they only had to water once a year. Now, for regions that have a lot of rain or enough rain, it will automatically charge with the rain before releasing it back. Free shipping on orders of $100 or more. You can go to treediaper.com. Again, that's treediaper.com.
You can find more information out at their Facebook page, Tree Diaper, or you can give them a call at 540-300-1465, and it's 20% off the garden mat GM3612 through the middle of June. Well, Holly, let's talk about bug control. She's got her little antennas up.
I'm being a bug.
Are you a good bug or a bad bug?
I'm a good bug.
Okay.
I mean, you probably think I'm a pest sometimes.
Well, it depends. We won't get another time, not the right place.
Not the right place. Right. Okay.
So with bugs in the garden, you don't have to. I mean, you need a balance. There's going to be some bad bugs in your garden, then there's going to be good bugs. And if everything is balanced and you have a proper ecosystem, you're not going to notice a whole lot of anything, because everything's in check.
Right. The good bugs will hurt the bad bugs, or eat the bad bugs, or something will eat the bad bugs, and they may exist in your garden, but the ecosystem balances itself out. So we want to talk about bug control, and one of the things is called integrated pest management. And this is a term I've been seeing more and more. I don't know if it's just something that I've been noticing or if it's becoming more popular among the gardening community. I'm not really sure.
So what is IPM? What do we got?
IPM is a pest control strategy that uses an array of complementary methods. So it's something like using natural predators and parasites or pest-resistant varieties, cultural practices, biological controls, various physical techniques, and pesticides as a last resort.
Right.
It's an ecological approach to eliminating those pests. And I think a lot of it...
Rikon Vitova has those bugs at RikonVitova.com, the bug farm that can help you bring them in and help eradicate the overpopulation of the bad bugs in your garden.
And I think a lot of this comes down to the fact that we're realizing that we are, with a lot of our herbicides, pesticides, even some fertilizers, can be harmful to bees and good bugs.
Right. Well, and we talked about in the first segment, organic fertilizer and synthetic fertilizer. Organic fertilizer doesn't mean it can't hurt the environment. You can still put too much fertilizer on, and you can still burn, you know, hurt the plants, hurt the bugs, hurt the environment by over-application of it.
Right. So what you want to do is you want to, if you find a bug on your plant and you're like, I've never seen that before.
This doesn't look like a happy bug.
Yeah,
but also now, in the defense of the bad and the good bugs, there are some very ugly looking, scary good bugs out there, and that's part of their defense.
Right. So that's the thing. But maybe you see a bug that you've never seen before, and then all of a sudden you check the plant and you see things like holes in the leaves, or mini webbing, or who knows what.
Droppings
or whatever. So the first thing you want to do is use your, most of us carry a smartphone, take a picture of that thing and do an image search. So you want to do that. And then you kind of make a plan from there. Now, if you knowingly have one pest that comes around every year on the same plant, you can use what's called a trap plant. And so what that means is that...
And this could be aphids, this could be the squash vine borer moth, this could be... The Colorado potato beetle, could be a number of things.
And sometimes the trap plant is accidental.
Right.
Like sometimes the aphids might attract themselves to like a thistle.
Which we have had.
And then all of a sudden you're just like, well, I'm just going to leave that thistle because the aphids seem happy on it.
And in our situation, they were, you know, within 2 feet of other plants and they didn't touch those other plants at all.
Like our whole tomato patch.
Right.
Yeah. So that's one thing, is a trap plant. You can also do research like if I put basil near this, the pests might be attracted to the basil, but they're not going to bother my broccoli. I don't know if that's true or not.
You put it, like, for, you know, the polyculture method, you put the basil around the squash, so the fragrance of the basil smothers the smell of the squash, and the squash vine borer or other insects can't identify that there's a plant there, and then they go elsewhere in order to reproduce and lay their eggs.
Right. So that's
well, let's get back to the we've done a Google search and we found some information, but we're really not sure what to do.
Yeah.
So you can take that image, or you can go and send it to your local university extension office. You can take it to the extension office or your garden center. When you do such, put it in a zip top bag and don't open that bag, because this is a bug that could potentially infect other plants at that garden center, or, you know, at the extension office. Now, when we take go to your garden center, your independent garden center, the big box store with Ray and paint, he doesn't have a clue what's going on. But these reputable independent garden centers, they have master gardeners, they have, you know, the bug people, they have people on staff that have Rachel doesn't know, Stephanie knows. There's a chain of command there.
You know, you're kind of mean to Ray and paint. He probably knows about eggshell white pretty well.
I'm sure his wife and his family are wonderful people, but he doesn't know a thing about gardening.
But he knows about, like, eggshell white.
Eggshell white, yeah.
Yeah.
What's the difference between white and eggshell white? Nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah, okay.
So, but,
office reference for those
Ray,
who, yeah.
But Ray probably knows that. So anyway, yeah, you want to think about where that bug came from, what it's doing, you know, figure that out. Another thing is before you, okay, so say you figure out what this bug is and you're like, so you do go visit Ray and paint, and he's like, just spray this on your plants, it'll take care of it.
Right.
You need to think about the impact of whatever you're spraying on your plants.
Because it's most likely it's a chemical that's non-selective, that's going to kill anything that it gets a hold of, and now you've eradicated everything in your garden, not good and bad bugs.
So you want to think about what you are spraying on your plants or around your plants, whatever, how the impact could be. Yes, it may kill whatever that bug is, a potato beetle, for example.
Well, here
I'll might also kill all the good things.
I'll give an example. The Dust 7. It's a neurological powder.
Yeah.
That whenever the bugs ingest it, it messes them up and kills them. Now, that was always the go-to for many people and potentially many listeners of age. Oh, we always use 7 on the beans or the peas or whatever.
Well, it's a lot of people you know, too.
Right.
Yeah.
And what happened, you know, if that is what's doing to the bug on a small level, you're not immune to it. You're sucking in some of that stuff as you're applying it to the garden as well.
Right. At least the bugs probably die happy.
Well, possibly. But what but, I'm saying, yeah. You're breathing that in.
Oh, yeah.
It's a neurological powder, and it's not doing you any favors. And you shouldn't have to go in your garden and apply some type of material where you have to wear a hazmat suit so you don't get it on you. This is the stuff that you're eating.
That's definitely something to consider. So there's a few alternatives.
What are those good alternatives?
There's a lot of things that you can spray on your plants, like neem oil, dish soap, essential oils, mixed with water, all of those things that will help get rid of a lot of stuff. And so just with a little bit of time and care and patience, you can do that. Or you can attract good bugs or good predators in, like we do with the tomato hornworm and the birds.
Yeah, we put Wild Delight bird seed in the bird feeders. The birds come into the garden, and then they find those bad insects on the tomatoes and other plants and eat them because they're juicy. They're enjoying the Wild Delight bird seed, but they also are enjoying the bugs as well.
Right. So that's one option. Another option is to think about, okay, I plant this here every year, and I always get this bug.
Rotate. Well, maybe,
yeah, rotate it around, swap the crops, see if that makes a difference. Or sometimes even like with the squash vine borer, if you wait a little bit, they'll be past their egg laying season or their larvae laying season.
And as bad as it may sound, and as much as you may not want to, skip a year or two from that particular plant that you're having so much difficulty with, and that way the bugs are going elsewhere, and then you can come back and plant that with the potential of having success with it without the infestation of that particular insect.
Right. That's an option for you as well. Something like hormone traps, like for the Japanese beetles, or pheromone traps.
Rescue has that.
Yeah, Japanese beetles. you don't want to put those in your garden. You want to take them and put them on the other corner of your yard.
Preferably in the neighbor's yard.
So that they stay away from your garden, but they still trap those Japanese beetles.
Right. Rescue has a very nice trap that one can use, but put it away from the problem so you're attracting things away from the problem and not inviting them into the garden to do damage as well as, doing everything else there. So anything else on that?
Just remember, think about your impact, do some research, look at the whole plant. When you see one bug, look at the whole plant, see what kind of damage it may be doing. It's going to help you figure out what it is typically, and then think about how you're going to resolve it in the best way for your ecosystem, and have the integrated pest management. There's a lot of great information online, Farmer's Almanac website, to how to deal with a lot of these pests. Send us an email without having to blast it with who knows what.
Okay, yeah, gardentalkradio@gmail.com. Don't have a knee-jerk reaction. There's a bug. Spray it. Do some research to figure out what you got, because what you got may be a good thing and not a bad thing.
We should all live in harmony with nature.
To the best of our ability.
To the best of our ability.
Well, another bug, and we talked about that briefly, was the Japanese beetles, and they are going to be flying around your yard if they're not already. And weevils and beetles and borers, and again, those Japanese beetles are going to be everywhere. So Phylum Bioproducts has the answer for you.
And what better way to prevent those pests from destroying your garden than by controlling them while they are larvae?
See, here's the key, the larva stage. You get them before they get flying around, and then you've prevented the problem. So right. Get them while they're in the larva stage.
Right. So Grub Gone is an easy-to-apply granular product that can be spread on your turf to successfully control grub invaders, and it also gets the adult ones. It's developed by Phylum Bioproducts from naturally occurring bacteria. Grub Gone is a non-chemical BT product that specifically targets only certain scarab pests, and it's safe to use around bees, butterflies, and other beneficial insects.
If you've already got those beetles flying around, then Beetle Gone is the answer to your organic needs and means to get rid of them. Beetle Gone is an organic water dispersible powder that can be sprayed directly on your edible plants. For more information, go to phylumbioproducts.com. That's phylumbioproducts.com.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.